Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin's white paper anniversary marked a major milestone yesterday, with Coinbase delivering blockbuster third quarter results and Tether reporting over $10 billion in net profit for the first 9 months of 2025. On October 31, 2008, Satoshi Nakamoto published the nine-page document that would change finance forever. Bitcoin currently trades at $110,093, representing a staggering 14.6% gain since its initial price of just 76 hundredths of a cent back in 2009. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent commemorated the occasion by praising Bitcoin's resilience, taking a jab at Senate Democrats during the ongoing government shutdown that has furloughed approximately 670,000 to 750,000 workers since October 1st. Coinbase delivered blockbuster third quarter results with $1.9 billion in revenue, up 55% year over year. Transaction revenue exceeded $1 billion, driven by institutional flows. Monthly active users reached 12.6 million, exceeding forecasts. The company's Layer 2 base chain achieved positive adjusted EBITDA for the first time. CEO Brian Armstrong sparked controversy by deliberately mentioning words tied to prediction markets during the earnings call, though Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin defended the move as harmless fun. Coinbase projects fourth quarter revenue between $2.2 and $2.3 billion. New Hampshire lawmakers paused cryptocurrency mining expansion. The Senate Commerce Committee voted 4-2 on November 1st to send House Bill 639 for further study. The bill would have prevented local governments from restricting power usage and noise levels from mining operations. Senator Tara Reardon reported receiving more constituent emails about this bill than any other in her career. The Senate will revisit the proposal in 2026. Tether reported over $10 billion in net profit for the first 9 months of 2025, exceeding Bank of America and US Bank for the same period. Tether holds $135 billion in US Treasuries, making it the 17th largest holder of American debt globally. USDT circulation reached $174 billion by September's end. Ethereum faces technical pressure after rejection near $4,200. The cryptocurrency currently trades at $3,873. Analysts warn that failure to defend $3,900 could trigger a decline toward $3,400. Funding rates have turned negative, though some analysts view this as a potential setup for a short squeeze. Spot Bitcoin ETFs saw $600 million in weekly outflows, while Ethereum ETFs recorded $184 million in outflows. The sell-off followed Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's signal that a December rate cut is not guaranteed. Bitcoin briefly dipped below $110,000 following these hawkish comments before recovering. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.